You probably know that drug addiction has been a growing problem in North Dakota. Meth has made a steady comeback in the last few years. And the most recent survey from the Centers for Disease Control shows that the state ranks first in the nation for self-identified binge drinkers. And opioid addiction has skyrocketed. Altogether, these different substances are taking a toll on human lives and in the number of people serving time in the state's prisons and jails.
There isn't a county that hasn't got a problem with this, and everybody knows it.
That's Senator Judy Lee, who chairs the Senate's Human Services Committee. She's working to reduce the twin problems of drug addiction and incarceration with legislators on both sides of the aisle, like Representative Kathy Hogan, who's been working on issues of addiction for years. She says opioid addiction grew in part from a question about pain that doctors now routinely ask their patients.
Now, if you go to the doctor, they'll ask you, what's your rate of pain, even if you're not talking about a pain issue. And adding that consciousness raised everyone's first expectation that we'll never have pain, and we're always going to have pain. And secondly, it forces the doctor, if there is pain, to do something.
Which in many cases is a good thing, says Senator Judy Lee.
If you have bone cancer, you want that OxyContin.
Yeah.
I want you to have it. I want it.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, today my knee hurts. I want it.
But when that became a vital sign,
that was part of
the changing of the culture.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Everybody expecting that, oh, I can get medication to relieve this.
Exactly.
Yeah. If everybody were good, we wouldn't have this problem, but it doesn't matter what the issue is. There's somebody who's going to game the system one way or another.
Well, and addiction is a disease, and once you're hooked, it's so hard to get off and to understand that it's not a choice. It's really out of your control. And having enough treatment and support services, which we don't have at this point, makes a difference.
The shortage of treatment services has led to a spike in incarceration, which Senator Lee says is causing a huge strain on the correction system.
Right now, if every county jail and the penitentiary complete the additions to their facilities that they have either already started or have planned, we'll be increasing the number of beds by 48%.
And there are some other concerning numbers, like the $40,000 price tag per prisoner per year, and the $64 million price tag for the newly expanded state prison in Bismarck that is already full, and the fact that North Dakota's rate of incarceration is one of the fastest growing in the country. Hogan says these numbers have elicited a bipartisan response.
The behavioral health crisis is recognized in both houses and by both parties pretty unanimously as a crisis in North Dakota. They've been touched by their family members, by their local stakeholders. We have a crisis and we own it. I think we will find joint solutions, many of them that won't cost significant dollars.
Like transferring money from more prison beds to more community services.
So that they could get daily treatment, they could get housing support, they could get assistance with jobs, and they would be held accountable. It could include 24/7 monitoring and very intense intervention to prevent jail and incarceration. And what we know is that this is cheaper, it's more humane, and in the long run, it will work.
Other ideas include expanding a voucher program to help low-income offenders pay for treatment, and expanding telehealth, which allows people to connect with counselors on their tablets or phones, which Senator Lee says has its advantages.
So if I can sit at home in my pajamas at my kitchen table with my iPhone, I feel like I'm having a private conversation about the challenges I'm facing. So we're hopeful it's going to be one tool in our toolbox.
And Senator Lee says there's always room for more ideas at the legislative table.
And the citizens should be talking to their legislators about their concerns in this too, so they know that the public supports these kinds of efforts too.
Journeys Through Justice is funded in part by a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council. For Prairie Public, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.